The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call the program today at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Make sure you check out the website. It's michaelsavage.com. You can also make your voice heard. The comments section, right at the bottom of the page at michaelsavage.com. You'll enjoy commenting on the show, sending different messages to Dr. Savage. You can also sign up for the free Savage newsletter. And remember, Scorched Earth, right there on the website. New York Times best-selling book. More important, really more important now more than ever, your blueprint to restore the country after President Obama leaves office. Log on. Make sure you include it with your holiday shopping. Again, log on. You can buy it right there at michaelsavage.com. Well, it has been quite a week already. President-elect Trump, busy at work, making different selections. A lot of different selections. We'll talk about that. Nikki Haley to the UN also. I think a great selection as far as education. Someone who is going to change education. Isn't it amazing the way that Trump had been described, folks? President-elect Trump had been described as a misogynist. First two picks out of the box are both women. Now, still a lot of controversy this week, though, with the news that hit yesterday, and I'm sure this will be discussed at different dining room tables around the nation tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. And that was the decision of President-elect Trump not to go forward and prosecute Hillary Clinton, and looking into that. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, definitely inside circle with the Trump campaign, defended the decision by President-elect Donald Trump not to go after Hillary Clinton.
Look, there's a tradition in American politics that after you win an election, you sort of put things behind you. And if that's the decision he reached, that's perfectly consistent with sort of a historical pattern of things come up, you say a lot of things, even some bad things might happen, and then you can sort of put it behind you in order to unite the nation.
Now, we'll take some calls on that. I know there's still a lot of people upset. A lot of people feel that President-elect, you know, the media can't get enough of it. I think it's one of those situations. If President-elect Trump had gone ahead and gone after her, then they would have harped down on that, the decision not to go after her, and now they act like he's breaking a campaign promise. Tomorrow ought to be interesting with Thanksgiving all over the country with some people. And maybe you have certain relatives you're not looking forward to spending Thanksgiving as far as any type of discussion with the election. I think it is something that should be hashed out. And it has been, look at just the past couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about it on the Savage Nation today with the different college campuses that are talking about sanctuary cities, different mayors, or campuses, I should say, that want to be a sanctuary for illegals. Mayors saying they're going to have sanctuary cities and not follow federal law or any type of immigration reform coming down from the Trump administration. We've seen unbelievable protests. Bernie Sanders in the news talking about they want even more protests. And then you have Judge John Premio, San Antonio, federal judge. And these are words of wisdom to me that you should feel free to use tomorrow as you're sitting maybe with some family members around the Thanksgiving table.
And I can assure you that whether you voted for him or you did not vote for him, if you are a citizen of the United States, he is your president, and he will be your president. And if you do not like that, you need to go to another country.
If you don't like it, you can go to another country. He's the president. He's going to be the president. You know, it's about time, don't you think, that certain people just start to get in line as far as the protests that we've seen or the different mayors, large cities, New York, Los Angeles, other cities around the country saying that they're not going to follow immigration reform. It is something that needs to be reformed. I think this is one of those things that that needs to be hashed out. And those, you know, there is talk that funding should be cut to cities that are going to set themselves up as sanctuary cities. And, you know, the question for any of those politicians that say they're not going to follow the law and they're not going to start to enforce the new Trump policies with immigration, what are the policies that are they not going to follow? What are the federal laws are they not going to follow? How does someone who's elected, who takes an oath, who's supposed to enforce the law, how do they suddenly just decide which laws they're going to enforce, which laws they're not going to enforce? When you think, I mean, it is totally outrageous what we've seen just since the election with people, the burning of the flag, the not my president, suddenly, you know, different politicians announcing they're not going to follow the law. This is inviting anarchy. This is inviting lawlessness. These people don't have a leg to stand on. Our number at the Savage Nation is 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. What about family members you have that if Hillary had won, they'd be all excited to talk about the election? But it's funny, when you read different media accounts, they're instructing people not to bring it up around the dining room table this Thanksgiving. Let's go out to line three. Dan is listening on WMAL in Washington. He's first up. Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well.
I comment and say that, you know, now that Trump has been elected as our next president, we need to put pressure on the spineless politicians and leaders of the Republican Party to get behind their nominee and their elected candidate to push forward for the American people what he's trying to accomplish, progress. Stop sitting behind and doing, and, you know, splitting off and saying he's this, he's that, and do exactly like they were trying to put pressure on us to do and get behind the candidate who's been elected and push forward. He's just trying to do the best job he can for Americans outside of his own interest. He's trying to do the best for us as Americans, and all these spineless leaders that can't stand up or stand with the party itself or the people, they need to be boosted out and get somebody else in. They need to fall in line and help the American people and stop being so spineless about things.
You know, I thank you for the call, Dan. I agree with that. And folks, what you should also realize, now today it's also come down that President-elect Trump has selected Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary. This is going to bring reform to public schools. She is a huge advocate for charter schools. Who listening right now, no matter where you are in the country, the public school system needs to be reformed. The public school system has failed. The public school system is a monopoly. The unions control it. You can't even begin to believe how much the unions are up in arms that Betsy DeVos has been chosen as Secretary of Education. So far we have two picks. Nikki Haley, Governor of South Carolina, head now of the UN, and then also, well, you know, as Secretary of the UN, and also Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. These types of moves, she will reform education. Education needs to be reformed, whether it be with vouchers or with more charter schools or just school choice. But I agree with the caller. You know, I'm seeing on Breitbart, Mike Huckabee choosing Romney as Secretary of State, an insult to all Trump voters. I'm tired of these people telling us when we should be insulted. If President-elect Trump feels that Mitt Romney would be his best selection of Secretary of State, then that's who he's going to select. Let's go to line four. Jeff is listening on WABC in New York City. Jeff, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jeff. Jeff on line four on WABC. All right, we'll come back to Jeff. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You know, a lot of the talk on the college campuses, I mean, what a disgrace. Have you heard about the college that they've decided they're just not going to fly the American flag? And then we have another college we'll talk about. They've decided they're just going to not follow the law, and they're going to be a sanctuary college. Think of the amount of aid they get. Who's making these decisions on the college campuses that they would suddenly decide that they can make those types of choices and not follow the law as if they're that removed? Let's go to line 7. Shelley is listening on WJR. Shelley's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Shelley.
Hello. I'm calling about Trump not going after Clinton. I supported Trump right from the beginning, but maybe not Trump, but maybe the administration, Congress, or somebody needs to still go after her. She broke the law many, many times over, and she's not above the law. It just really irritates me and a lot of other people that she can get away with very bad crimes.
You would still like to see him go after her, Shelley?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. They feel, thank you for the call. They feel, he's saying they feel it would be a distraction, that they want to move on, and that they're not going to go after. I know there are a lot of people upset about that. I'll take your phone calls on that. I think you can make an argument either way. I mean, a lot of times, are pretty black and white on things. But you have to, if the Trump people feel that this is going to take them off what ultimately they're trying to accomplish, then that's a tough one to try to give them their path for success. Let's go to line 5. Jeff is listening on WABC in New York. Jeff's on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good, Jeff.
You know, I feel Trump has played us all. I'm very upset. You know, he had so many problems with Mitt Romney during the whole election process and everything. Now he's talking about picking up. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not gonna be fooled by that. I think he's starting to go back on a lot of things he said, and you know, perhaps it was a mistake on my part to vote for him and a lot of other people. I don't agree with that pick that he, you know, he may be Secretary of State.
What would be wrong with Romney as Secretary of State, Jeff? What am I missing?
You know, it's not that there would be anything wrong with him, but look at everything that Trump said about him. He said he didn't want these guys from the establishment. I feel like he just, you know, pulling a lot of these same people in and going back on his word. Now, I don't know if when you get in the office like that, you know, maybe Trump saw, well, this is a lot different, you know, than I thought it was, and it's harder to pick the people he wants, but it's just, you know, it has to do with how he said he wasn't going to pick people from the establishment like that, and I feel like it's just going to be like another Republican Party like we've seen in the Bush era and everything like that. That's where I stand on.
Well, Jeff, thank you for the call. I mean, this business of he's just going to pick people from the establishment, Governor Romney is certainly knowledgeable on world affairs. You want the most qualified, knowledgeable person, whoever that is going to be. And if anything, I think Mitt Romney was much rougher on then-candidate Donald Trump than the other way around. But we'll take your phone calls on it. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
And you're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who wishes all of you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. You can call into the program at 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go out to the phones. Line 8 is Lincoln, listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Lincoln, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Very well, Lincoln. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just want to call in with a little bit of my frustrations about what's going on. You know, recently, July, we lost our son who was in the Navy, and we joined this group of Gold Star parents who are pretty damn staunch supporters of our country. And in my town, not a word was given of thanks or praise on Veterans Day to our veterans. Instead, people were lining up in the streets to protest Trump. And, you know, his policies and whatnot. And I can't believe this, the amount of disrespect that's happening. I can't believe the shift of focus and everything that's happening. It's driving me crazy. And for the layman like myself who has suffered loss for this country, who doesn't necessarily understand all the ins and outs of policy, I just can't I can't fathom why we aren't coming together to support someone who's going to make a change for us and hopefully support our troops and our soldiers when they've been crapped on repetitively by this establishment that we currently have.
And you know what's amazing, Lincoln, also, is those people, I mean, think of the people that don't get out of their house and bother to do, you know, name a number of different things. They don't bother to vote. Like, how about we learn the cast of Hamilton? Most of them have never voted before. They don't go to church. They don't go and visit elderly relatives. But they have time to go out to the streets to protest after the election is over, Lincoln. Or they don't do anything to support the veterans, Lincoln. You know, I don't blame you. It is frustrating, and you feel like, talk about, Lincoln, where are the priorities of these protesters?
There is no priority. During this time, I started going to school, and taking some classes here at JC, and to listen to the rhetoric that's being fed to us in and out as I'm sitting here, you know, suffering through this whole thing, trying to get my mind off of it. I am being spoon-fed with all these young kids. I'm 42 years old. I'm in a class full of 21-year-olds. And I'm seeing firsthand why they're going out there, because the instructors that we have are just feeding garbage constantly, just constantly making jokes about Trump and how he's going to be a failure, and he's inundating everybody. And I'm almost like the class joke, because I disagree with everything and I contest everything and I give them real facts and figures. But it's just, like I said, the disrespect is overwhelming. It's disheartening for my family and myself, for the sacrifice my family's made. And I don't know, I just wanted to share that. I really wanted to share that, how these protesters have no clue as to what makes our country work. It drives me crazy.
Thank you for the call, Lincoln. You know, you're exactly right. And Lincoln, you're not the joke. I mean, the embarrassment to me is, in fact, you know, with like the cast of Hamilton going after in that aggressive way, totally inappropriate, Vice President-elect Mike Pence. You know what else, folks? I hate people that burn the flag. I know people want to say they have the right to burn the American flag, but to me, that is just the ultimate deal breaker. I couldn't be friends with someone that does. There's nothing. Again, no one's saying they don't have the American right to burn the flag, but I hate people that burn the American flag. I don't think I could sit across the table at Thanksgiving from someone that burns the American flag. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls on this Thanksgiving Eve at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Remember the website, it's michaelsavage.com. All top stories, many stories you can't see anywhere else, you can find out right there and see them right at the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Don't forget, at the bottom of the page, you can leave a comment, the new comment section at the bottom. Make sure to leave a comment there. Log on, michaelsavage.com, for all your headlines. You can also sign up for the free Savage newsletter, and most importantly, the ultimate holiday gift of the season, Scorched Earth, the New York Times best-selling book by Dr. Savage, your blueprint to restore the country after the Obama presidency. Sanctuary cities continue to be in the news. Disgraceful. Mayor of New York, Mayor of Los Angeles, other, just not that many, but a number of big city mayors claiming they will not enforce federal law, won't go along with Trump administration reforming and enforcing immigration. But then you have Congressman John Culberson. He's a player, speaking on Fox News, and he has a very clear message to the mayors of sanctuary cities. Change your policy or you're going to write a refund check.
If the mayor of New York, the mayor of Chicago, the governor of California want to protect criminal illegal aliens in their jurisdictions, that's their decision. but don't ask for federal money. The new policy that I instituted as new chairman of the Commerce Justice Science Subcommittee is if you want federal money, follow federal law. And President Trump and Attorney General Sessions, I'm confident they're going to do the same thing. And everything's now pre-positioned for New York, Chicago, California to lose their federal money. But it's their decision. If you want to protect criminal aliens, don't ask for federal money. Those days are over. Don't change your policy. You're going to have to write us a refund check.
That is great. And that's what we want to see going forward through Congress in the new year. That is exactly the attitude it should be. Because remember, it's fake outrage. They're only playing for votes. They're pandering to illegals to try to bring them into the system. And it's going to fail. But that has to be the attitude. Then you're going to write a refund check. And that's the only way to get some of these people serious about it. Let's go out to your calls. Line 3, Tim is listening on WVNN. Tim, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Tim.
Oh, it's Ken. How you doing, John?
And good, Ken. Go right ahead.
Hey, first thing, I'd like to thank all the veterans out there for what they've done and what they will do. Without them, we wouldn't have this forum to talk about our politics or live the life the way we have.
That is exactly right. Go right ahead, Ken.
Have them a wonderful Thanksgiving. This thing with Hillary, I don't think Trump will have anything to do with it. It's already set in motion. She's not going to get away with this. The guys in Congress aren't going to let her get away with it, and the law's not going to let her get away with it. So this thing of, oh, Trump's not going to go after her. Trump don't have to go after her. The law will go after her.
So do you think it's almost a way for him to step away from it and let the Republicans in Congress go after her?
Well, I don't think it's the Republicans are going to go after her. I think the law itself will go after her. She's clearly broke the law. And
yes.
If you break the law, you get prosecuted. And we just have to follow the process, let the process work. Eventually, she will get caught up in it, and there's nothing she's going to be able to do about it. And Bill may be implicated, too, and who knows? He may be going to jail, too, over it.
Thank you for the call, Tim. Well, there is no question the Clinton Foundation, I mean, folks, that is clear pay to play. And how about it was released, I think, this week that the Clinton Foundation donations are down close to 40%. Watch how much that falls in the next year. And that will be the real, you know, as I say, proof in the pudding. Because they, let's face it, come on, they were selling influence. How many people are now going to give her $250,000 to give a 10-minute speech? Let's see how many of those speeches roll in. Now, also in the news, Nick Cannon, in an interview with the Breakfast Club radio show, New York City, rapper Nick Cannon, also on America's Got Talent, said Planned Parenthood is committing genocide against black Americans. Let's listen. This is Nick Cannon going after Hillary and Planned Parenthood.
Hillary was sneaking. She think about all the stuff they did with Planned Parenthood and all of that type of stuff. That's that type of stuff is to take our community and forget gentrification. It's real genocide, and it's been like that for years. This system is not built for us. This is not our land. I appreciate it. I love it. Wouldn't want to live nowhere else. But this wasn't designed for our people.
See how that reaction that comes out to Nick Cannon. Let's go out to line 6. Chinny Chin is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Chinny Chin, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chinny.
Thank you much for taking my call. I'm going to echo a little bit of what Tim said. The way I saw that article, the Friedman article, was sort of Donald Trump demarcating his role as president versus the role of Attorney General Sessions. So kind of saying, well, he's not, he may not, but the law is the law.
And so you also don't think she's going to get away with it, Chinny Chin?
I wasn't seeing him. I mean, I'm seeing him sort of take a higher road as, okay, I'm trying to bring the nation together and I'm focused on bringing the nation together. I don't see him as being the puppet meister of his newly appointed attorney general.
Right. And maybe just staying out of it altogether.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to line 7. Now, Joey is listening on WABC New York. Joey, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joey.
Hey, John, thank you very much. How you doing?
Very well, Joey. Happy Thanksgiving. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I just want to let you know something. Donald Trump is the smartest man that probably ever lived. The man would not tell what he's going to do. He told you this. He would not tell you if he's going to put her in jail. He doesn't want everybody to know. He wants the nation to be calm right now. You have to understand something. When this man won, me and my family cried because we have hope that he's going to make America great. You don't understand. My wife is a teacher. The day after he won, the kids wouldn't even stand up for the anthem. The flag that people died for, they don't even care about it anymore. This is very, very emotional for me. You don't understand. This country does everything for the good for the people. They took God out of the question, out of the schools. My son can't say BC anymore. That's before Christ. John, everything's going to hell. I think Donald Trump is going to make America great. I think he's going to do it in a smart way. He's not going to tell anybody what he's supposed to be doing.
Thank you for the call, Joe. You know what's amazing, folks? And again, if you would like to call into the Savage Nation, first-time callers are welcome. Just dial 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I think you have to admit, a huge problem is on the college campuses or in the education system, like Joey just said. Boy, I would love to hear after Thanksgiving. I think a lot of parents are in for an eye-opener when their college children arrive home and their college children start talking about what it's really like being in a classroom or on the campus with some of these students. But it's also, don't you think it's the professors? For instance, like in Connecticut, Wesleyan College declares itself a sanctuary campus for undocumented immigrants, Hartford Current, following student outcry for protection of illegals. The Wesleyan University president, Michael Roth, declared this week Wesleyan is a sanctuary campus that will not voluntarily assist the federal government in any efforts to deport students or faculty because of their immigration status. How is that possible? What if a college campus announces that they're going to allow certain drugs? What if a college campus, you know, heroin is now legal on the college campus. The drinking age is 16. And we could go through a number of different laws. I mean, I understand they live in their own world. But how can Wesleyan or any of these colleges announce they're not going to allow the federal government or assist in any type of immigration status? It's based on greed. They get a lot of foreign money from these foreign students paying the full boat. But you, a number of you are going to be in surprise when your college-age students. I have a son who's a sophomore in college on the campus. They can't even talk about the election. A lot of colleges cancel talks after the election. Kids are too upset. They need the safe space. Kids saying they're traumatized by seeing a Trump bumper sticker. Who is pushing this forward? It's the professors at the universities that are pushing it forward. Then they should get cut off from federal funding. You can't have it both ways. Let's go out to line five. James is listening on KLIF, and James is up on the Savage Nation. Hello, James.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, James. Go right ahead.
I had three comments to make. Donald Trump is making the right decision by not prosecuting Hillary, because that would be a total distraction. And as well, Hillary will have to pay for her mistakes and for whatever she has done to help people. A lot of people don't realize, with God, God says that you can do nothing without me. And he also says, do not lean to your own understanding. So he is making the right decision about that. The other thing that I have to say is that our young black men in the in this inner cities, the only reparations that I would ask, if the government or anybody else would do, is send these young men over there to Ghana and let them study what their history, like the Genesis Project did a while back, And I believe if they come back and understand what their history really was and how much that they could be here in the United States, go over there and study that and come back. I believe that the young men in the inner cities and in the ghettos of the United States would be better men if they come back and knew and went there and saw what is going on in Ghana, and how those people appreciate what little they have, and how we do not appreciate anything that we have, and we have everything compared to them.
Thank you for the call, James. I don't know about everybody. I don't know about everyone doesn't appreciate. But I think so far, President-elect Trump is on the right path. And in case you're just learning, he also named today, he's nominated Betsy DeVos to be his Secretary of Education. Now, how many people listening right now, and you say that you feel that the public schools need to be reformed, and they're promising reform. The public schools in this country, think of the amount of money that goes in to public education and their failing schools. She's been a big leader in charter schools. There should be school choice. There should be vouchers. If you pay taxes, you should have the right to send your child to a Catholic school or to a private school and not have to just flush it down. The selfishness and greed of these teacher unions and how they hold these kids hostage and give them a subpar education. It's professional babysitting, and they try to fight the charter school movement at every turn. So what does President-elect Trump do? Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. School choice advocate Betsy DeVos to be Secretary of Education. Even Bill Kristol, who was one of the Never Trumpers, tweeted out, very excited about Betsy DeVos, could be the strongest Secretary of Education since Bill Bennett, and will have a more cooperative Congress. I mean, that's a big endorsement. We're going to come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website, of course, is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Listening to the Savage Nation, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Out to the phones, line 4, Keith is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Keith, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
How you doing, sir? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, Keith. Same.
I just want to make a statement. I just wish people would stop listening to the government media propaganda complex. They've been lying from the beginning. They're lying to us now. Donald Trump hasn't flip-flopped on anything yet. This is a conversation we can have 2 or 3 years from now. The man hasn't even been inaugurated yet. And he never took anything off the table concerning Hillary Clinton. And that's a matter for the Attorney General anyway, and the FBI. We need to wait and let the people's man do his job, the man that the people voted for. We need to stand behind him and stop listening to the lying media.
You know, you're right, Keith. Keith, and can you believe the onslaught that he's already been dealing with in fact, the media itself? I mean, Keith, they are openly, CNN, New York Times, openly hoping and trying to help him, or they want him to fail.
Of course they do, and the more they hate him and the more they smear him, the more I know I made the right choice, because they are part of the problem. They're not the solution. That's why Donald Trump has been voted in, and I stand behind him all the way, and I pray God blesses him and leads him, and he's going to do great things for this country, and people need to stand up and support him and let the news media just go by the wayside.
Thank you for the call, Keith. How about the fact yesterday he marched right over to the New York Times and was straightforward with them? He let them tweet out the meeting. It was live. He had nothing to hide and took it right on. I think Keith is right. And I think, you know, let the incoming attorney general, let others deal with Hillary. He needs to focus on his core principles that he was going to focus on and came in on, which is improve the economy, immigration, and keep us strong abroad or stronger. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
And it's the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on this Thanksgiving Eve, taking your phone calls. If you'd like to call into the program, if you'd like to talk coast to coast, 10 million coast to coast and also worldwide. Well, Clint is ready to take your phone call at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. There is always the website, 24/7, michaelsavage.com. All the latest headlines. I also love the new comments section at the bottom of the website. You can post your thoughts, send messages to Dr. Savage, anything you want. You just have to log on at michaelsavage.com. Sign up for the Savage newsletter. Be in the know. And also get your copy of Scorched Earth, the New York Times best-selling book. More important, really, than ever, to use as a blueprint, restore the country after President Obama, who has tried to dismantle the White House but leaves office. Be sure to include it. You know, I can't think of a better holiday shopping gift. Nothing says I love you than a copy of Scorched Earth. Make sure it's on your list. All right, so we do have some news. This is a big day for the Trump administration. You know about Nikki Haley being nominated Secretary of the UN, a woman by the name of Betsy DeVos. Maybe you're unfamiliar with her. Some people would be. Charter school reformer nominated to set reform public education. Huge, huge with charter schools. And now it's just coming down that apparently Dr. Ben Carson, it's been floating out there, and now they're saying that Dr. Ben Carson certainly got a lot of attention, and for a while, you know, was doing pretty well, at least in Iowa, but Dr. Ben Carson apparently now will be accepting and will be the new secretary for HUD. So look at this. The first three nominations, Trump administration, two women and a black male. So much for all the allegations of lack of diversity and, you know, Trump is a misogynist and he's anti-woman. First two are in fact women, Nikki Haley, and people are really going to be impressed with the education secretary. And now, in fact, you have Dr. Ben Carson, who they're saying it seemingly will now accept HUD. So huge day and really week for the Trump administration. Now, of course, it is does seemingly anarchy on the college campuses and what's going on. And I can't think of any campus that is more outrageous than what's going on in a college in Massachusetts. And we'll take your phone calls on it. But Hampshire College, they've announced they will not fly the United States flag until at least January. The president of the Western Massachusetts College, Jonathan Lash of Hampshire, said the school's decision first to fly the flag at half-staff, then remove it entirely, has drawn a lot of attention. The president said he wants to use it as a teachable moment. The college lowered the flag half-staff November 9th as an expression of grief over the violent deaths being suffered in the country globally, really because of the election. Then they planned to raise the flag on Veterans Day, but someone took it down and burned it. So they're not going to put it back up. This is the president of Hampshire College. They're not going to fly the United States flag until January. This is the president, Jonathan Lash.
If we could remove the conflict over that symbol and get to the real issues underneath, that would be a chance for real learning.
What an absolute disgrace. What exactly are they learning? What exactly is the message to the students? Let's hear. This is some of the students from Hampshire College.
It's been used as a symbol to ostracize people, but I also stand with people and, as the son of a veteran, recognize the value of the flag as a symbol for the country and what it can stand for.
And if our president is Donald Trump, I don't think any school, especially this school, should really support his ideas by raising the flag.
What do you think of college? Just their reaction. How it's, I mean, beyond insulting. It's one thing for the students or some idiot to burn it. But for the president of the university to cave in that manner. What federal funds do they get? What type of Pell Grants do they give out? What an absolute disgrace. But the big news of the day, well, one of the big news is, I keep saying big news, but Dr. Ben Carson now apparently accepting the position as HUD secretary. So we'll take your phone calls on that and a lot more. Let's go out to the phones. Line 9, Lex is listening on WABC in New York. Lex, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Lex.
Hi, yeah, I just want to make a comment about Hillary Clinton and her not being chased after by Donald Trump there. I don't know why everybody's complaining for. He's all of a sudden, you know, not fulfilling any of his promises. He's going to go back on everything he said, and everybody's upset. But this has been how he's been all this time. So I don't see why everybody's so surprised.
Well, that's not true. What do you mean he's going back on all his promises? I mean, that's not true at all. It's a matter of priorities.
The change thing, I mean, come on. Everybody's surprised now? This is what you voted for, you know? This is what you're going to get.
Well, what do you mean what we're going to get? Why not get the results? It comes down to priorities. Why? What's the biggest thing you're upset that he's changed on, Lex?
Well, I'm just upset that he's talking about he can do all this stuff. Now he's not going to do any of it. So
he hasn't even taken office yet. What do you mean he's not going to do any of it?
What?
How delusional are you? He's not even in office yet.
He hasn't taken office yet, and he's already talking about what he's not going to do now.
Well, you rule it out. But he's also talking about what he is going to do. And what do you mean that you get what you vote for? Why, who did you vote for?
I vote for Hillary.
Well, I mean, you know, you're demented then. Who would vote for someone like that?
An American, that's who.
An American. Well, not someone that wants to put the country in the right direction. That's for sure. Let's go to Martha, who's listening on line 5 on WMAL in Washington. Martha, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Martha.
Hey. I'm so glad I got through today. Every time I hear about, you know, well, Nick Cannon, what you commented about him, about Planned Parenthood, that he's part of it being against the black race, and it has been. That's how it came into being, Planned Parenthood. But when people give money to Susan B. Coleman, and she's known as the sister of the woman who had breast cancer, and that's how it came about. Everybody gives money to Susan B. Coleman. But her organization, in turn, turns around and funds the Planned Parenthood. So it's when they give money there that they keep going to cancer research for women, but in turn, some of it is going to Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's exactly right, Martha. Thank you for the call. And that was very brave. We'll play it again coming up later in the hour. But Nick Cannon, he's identified as a rapper, but he is the host, or was anyway, of America's Got Talent. He did an interview this morning and talked about what a lot of people, you know, it's politically correct not to talk about it, but it's how Planned Parenthood came about. And Martha is exactly right, the founder, Margaret Sanger. I mean, she was a racist and basically, you know, wanted to exterminate the black race. So then you have someone like Nick Cannon that actually speaks up about it and said they've been committing genocide against black Americans. You would never hear that from Democrats. You'd never hear it from the left. Now, the other caller that mentioned, you know, Trump is breaking all these promises, I don't view it that way. And Kellyanne Conway, who there's basically a couple of people that really helped President-elect Trump get elected. One is Steve Bannon, who's brilliant, from Breitbart. And the other one is Kellyanne Conway. So she was on Fox News and talked about the fact that former governor, former presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, they're talking with him about possibly being the next Secretary of State. And Kellyanne Conway, you know, addressed it and talked about exactly the type of, you know, you have to look outside the circle. There's so many people squawking about who they should or should not look at. But let's hear Kellyanne Conway addressing this.
I just want to say generally, apart from Governor Romney, that there were a lot of never Trumpers who were never Trump up until the last moment. Go read their Twitter feeds. Go pull the tape of what they were saying on TV cameras and in print in different places. They didn't think he would win, and they wanted to pile on. Instead of helping the nominee of their party, they piled on. And in terms of a diverse cabinet, I'm all for diversity, but I think maybe one never Trumper is enough, so let's not get 2, 3, 5 in there. That would be my polite suggestion. But at the same time, I think Donald Trump is somebody who commands loyalty and shows loyalty to those around him, but he's mostly loyal to the American people and the ideas that he ran on.
I think that there's no bigger useless loser than a never Trumper. I mean, it's one thing, like the last caller who was for Hillary, or the people that were supporting Hillary, but there's nothing more worthless and out there, or useless. And used to see them sometimes on some of the cable news shows, and some pathetic talk hosts and other people around the country. There's nothing more useless or worthless than a never-Trumper, who don't stand for anything, who wouldn't make a decision either way. You know, I'm not for Hillary, but I will never vote for Donald Trump. I mean, talk about being on the outside looking in. There's no one more out of touch than someone who would even describe themselves as a never-Trumper. Let's go to line two. Al is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Al, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Al.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Just welcome.
Hillary prosecution. An easy out for Trump would be if Obama pardons her, then he isn't avoiding his campaign promise. And I think prosecuting her is a low priority anyway. I agree with Donald Trump, you know. The law will catch up with her.
Well, Al, what would you think of the idea of President-elect Trump, if then President Trump pardoning her? How about that? Then it becomes that she is in fact guilty and he pardons her.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That could be a way. Thank you for the call, Al. Again, we'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls ahead. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, the doctor, wishing everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, inviting you to be part of the program by dialing 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. How about this recent poll? 1 in 5 Americans report bad moods day after the election. After Election Day, the percentage of Americans experiencing stress or worry matched a 9-year high, according to Gallup. November 8th and the day after, the most stressful days for Americans on record since Gallup began tracking moods in January 2008. On Election Day, 19% of U.S. adults reported being in, quote, a bad mood. That rose to 20% the day after. It'd be a hell of a lot higher if Hillary had won. Let's go out to your phone calls. Ronnie is listening on line 3 on WJR in Detroit. Ronnie's up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for your show. Even the only ones we got, we don't have TV. But what they're trying to do to Democrats is get the Republicans and conservatives and independents to start arguing between each other. That's what they want. That's why they come out with that junk. And I don't believe anything unless I hear it from Trump. And what the difference is between a Republican and a Democrat, when they ask you why you're a Republican, you tell them Democrats have no morals whatsoever. That's what separates us.
Ronnie, what about, Ronnie, do you want President-elect Trump to give up his Twitter? I love the fact that he talks directly to the people through social media.
Right, that's what he should do. And if he has problems with Republicans in there, you come to the American people and we'll straighten them Republicans out that's up there in office. You don't have to argue. We come to us and tell us what they're doing.
Yep.
We'll straighten them out.
No, I think, thank you for the call, Ronnie. I think you're right. Now, are you aware that right now the Clinton team, they want to contest the election? Top aides to Hillary Clinton have been briefed on unproven claims. This is the New York Post, that the presidential election was hacked by computer scientists, according to a new report. John Podesta, who himself, he had those very damaging emails that came out during the campaign, WikiLeaks, heard the complaints in a conference call last Thursday. The allegations say Clinton won 7% fewer votes in counties that used electronic voting compared with counties that rely on paper ballots in the state of Wisconsin. Campaign was told the margin of suspicious votes would swing 30,000 votes to Clinton's favor. Now, Huma Abedin's sister was apparently on Facebook instructing people to contact the Department of Justice. Folks, they won't accept the election. They still want to fight it. They want to do anything possible to try to delegitimize this president. Even now, this is all fiction. You know, that somehow is fact in. They're looking for anything to try to argue that this didn't happen. Have you ever seen such an onslaught against someone who isn't even in office yet, whose first elections have been two women, and also Dr. Ben Carson, African-American male? But these allegations about the media, and you're going to see these polls. I think it was the New York Times said, you know, the majority of Americans want President-elect Trump to stop tweeting, to not be on Twitter. It's false. For those of you that are on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter, but those that are not, you're cheating yourself. The reason they don't want him on Twitter is he doesn't have to go through them. He can talk directly to you. Last Saturday morning when I got up, boom, there he was. President-elect Trump was on Twitter going after the Hamilton cast. I mean, they just wish they had figured out how to reach you directly. Why should you have to rely on, you know, the New York Times, CNN, what, Rachel Maddow? Why should you have to rely on them? Wouldn't you rather communicate directly with President-elect Trump himself instead of what? He's supposed to go through them? You're supposed to get all your news through them? We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call the program today, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Dial 1-855-400-7282. As always, visit the website, michaelsavage.com. Make your voice heard in the new comment section. The new comment section at the bottom of michaelsavage.com. You can weigh in or leave Dr. Savage a message or comment anything you want. You can also sign up for the free Savage newsletter. And most importantly, this holiday season, for the person on your list, pick up Scorched Earth, the New York Times best-selling book by Dr. Michael Savage. More important than ever to use right now during these uncertain times as a blueprint to restore the country after President Obama leaves office. Scorched Earth, available at michaelsavage.com. You know, it's interesting. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, families will be sitting around the table. Can you imagine the families of college students that will have to hear that the grades are not good, but there's been a lot of protesting? Even Bernie Sanders has spoken out on the anti-Trump protesters. Speaking on the PBS NewsHour, Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, I mean, the primary was rigged against him by the Clinton people, but even he said these anti-Trump protesters taking to the streets makes, well, he feels taking to the streets makes sense.
We can say what we want to say, but he's going to be inaugurated. I think what we have to be going to the streets, protesting in any and every way, makes sense. But we need a strategy. And the goal is to bring millions of people together. At the end of the day, if millions of people come together and say we are not going to be a xenophobic society, we're not going to be throwing millions of Latinos out of this country, we're not going to be a racist society, we're not going to be a sexist society, we will prevail. But our job is not just to raise our voices, and that's fine, but it is to bring millions of people together around a progressive agenda.
What I was trying to say was, I mean, even he's saying just to go out there in the streets and scream up and down and not my president, all this other fool. I mean, it's just, it's a complete waste of time. Out to your phone calls. Line two, Anthony is listening on WABC in New York. Anthony, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Anthony.
Yes, good afternoon.
Happy, hi there, Anthony.
Yeah, but I'm so happy that Trump's elected. My suggestions are, I like Bolton for Secretary of State. I think we should throw a Hail Mary pass to Romney and see what he does with the Obamacare. And I think we should keep, we should try to get Ted Cruz to bite on the Supreme Court. And I like Laura Ingraham for press secretary. And I think that, there was one other one I wanted to mention to you, but I just can't think of it right now.
Those are pretty good selections. Laura, thank you for the call, Anthony. Laura Ingraham would be excellent and very, very aggressive. Too bad they can't get Ann Coulter into the press office. How about that? Maybe even as a guest press secretary. How about the story in the Boston Globe? For many Native Americans, Thanksgiving is a day of mourning. There's no thanks in Thanksgiving for most Native Americans. No turkey with all the fixings around a table filled with family and friends. For many indigenous people, the holiday, well, it's not joyous. It's a day of mourning as they reflect on centuries of racism, genocide, and attempts to destroy their culture. Folks, people just, they don't want to be happy. They don't want this victimhood of people. Who would look into it like that? Who wouldn't then just welcome a chance to be around friends and family? It's all about the meal. I don't know about you. I mean, I love Thanksgiving. There's no pressure of the gifts. There's no, a lot of times, Christmas time, you know, it can be, you know, ghosts of Christmas past, and people think of past Christmases and who's not around. But Thanksgiving is such just a fun, joyous holiday. It's all about that. Except if you are a Native American, for them, then there's no joy. Apparently. Dr. Savage joins us on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dr. Savage.
Well, I'm not a Native American, but I was born here. Does that count?
Yes, it does, Dr. Savage. What a treat for you to greet the listeners on Thanksgiving Eve.
And I don't even have a gambling casino.
You could have one if you want, Dr. Savage. I hope we're doing an okay job holding down the fort for you.
Well, I just got off an airplane. I'm in Los Angeles, the City of Angels, and I haven't seen any yet, but I'm going to be looking for them for the rest of the day. The news is, of course, paramount to the listeners, as you are doing such a good job describing. And, of course, the biggest story is the fact that, you know, Mr. Trump has pardoned Hillary, so to speak, which I, in a certain way, understand from a pragmatic point of view, as I said yesterday. It certainly sends a bad message to others who would violate federal law. But on the other hand, he didn't need a fight in another nation be divided even further for years to come. And moreover, I have to say this to my audience. With all of the glory and all of these sounds and screaming, all the investigations, you know what? They didn't produce anything. That's the horrible truth. That's the horrible truth. So I think he made the right decision on that.
Dr. Savage, as you know, a lot of people going into Thanksgiving holiday are disappointed that President-elect Trump has decided not to go after that. Your message is that's his decision. Maybe see it both ways, but it is time to move forward, not hold it against him.
Again, you can look at it either way, but does the nation need to be embroiled in a gang war now for the next year or two again?
I mean, he's going to have a fight on his hand from the minute he tries to pass any legislation. We all know that. They're going to fight him tooth and claw. And I think the last thing he needs is the distraction of the campaign, which is what it comes down to. Again, it sends a terrible message to those in government service who are restricted by the law in not sharing confidential information, top secret information, on private servers. And so they're going to have to deal with that and maybe rewrite the law, because this is definitely a law-changing decision to pardon her in that sense. I think the law has to be looked at again. But there are other issues, you know, and you've probably covered them. What's the other biggest story that people are excited about on the Savage Nation today?
Well, some of the appointments, but also, Dr. Savage, people want to know your feeling on many of these mayors that say they're not going to enforce immigration with the sanctuary cities.
Well, they'll go to jail, because all the years that they were doing this and we were screaming about it, they would say, oh, you can't touch us. The federal government determines immigration law. Well, now that the administration is going to be a conservative one, or let's say a moderate to center-right administration under Donald Trump, these mayors have no authority over immigration law. They told us that themselves when they declared it was federal law, not local law that applied. So they're going to be violating law, and they should go to prison for it.
Dr. Savage, what about Wesleyan in Connecticut that says they're going to be a sanctuary campus for undocumented immigrants? How can the president of Wesleyan, how can he make a declaration like that?
How? He can't. He should go to prison. The Board of Trustees should throw him out in his keister. Let him go look for a job serving little sausages at Costco. That's all he's fit for. You know those serve sausages at Costco, former employees of big corporations?
And Dr. Savage, what about like a Hampshire college who the president is saying they're not going to fly the American flag until January? They took it down after the election.
Oh, what a brave, brave thing for them to do. Why aren't they flying the ISIS flag in solidarity with the brethren who and boil people alive? Why don't they go to the next step?
But Dr. Savage, you had Donald Trump on a lot. His people is in a circle, and anyone in the know, they credit you with helping him get over the top with winning that election. When did you, Dr. Michael Savage, when did you know that Trump was going to win the election and become the next president?
I didn't know. It was a neck-to-neck fight to the end. I sensed he could win, and that's why I felt we had to back him. I did not think any of the other candidates could have won, and I still believe that. None of the other candidates would have attracted as much attention to the bullet points that he used, and many of his bullet points were directly derived from Government Zero, my last book before this book of Scorched Earth. People said that sounded like he was reading a teleprompter written by you. I appreciate the fact that, you know, my philosophy of borders, language, and culture was what got Donald Trump over the finish line, and I don't expect to be acknowledged for that, because it's already been done before the election. In fact, the left-wing magazine Salon noticed it. The New York Times noticed it months ago when they called me the godfather of Trumpomania. It was sort of a two-edged sword. They know that I'm the one who let him talk to the average guy. They know I'm the one who formulated the message for Donald Trump. They recognize that I'm the one who's in touch with the deplorables more so than anybody in radio. They understand that I'm responsible for his victory. But having said that, did I do it because I wanted a government bureaucratic job? No, I don't want to take a pay cut, and I'm not a bureaucrat. So I was never looking for anything. All I wanted to do was stop the progressive juggernaut that was bearing down on all of us, that threatened to destroy what was left of this great nation. And having said that, and this is very important, I don't want to take up any more of your airtime, Donald Trump will disappoint a lot of people. We know that. We see that. We can feel it. But during the campaign, as it went on, I said, if he gives us 50%, we're going to be much better off. Well, let's say now it's only 20% of what we want. That's 1,000% better than what we would have gotten under Hillary Clinton. Way ahead of where we would have been. And we
folks,
have to be realistic about what we can expect out of any person or any politician. That's the whole story in a nutshell.
Folks, you're hearing the host of the program, Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, but what does it feel for you on this Thanksgiving? I mean, for years you have preached about enforcing the border, enforcing immigration. Finally, the country has elected Donald Trump, basically on a big part of the platform that Dr. Savage put forward for years for his listeners.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to say hello to you and thank you for filling in today. I tried to travel tomorrow but couldn't arrange it.
you know, on the last day, because I'm down here with family for the dinner that apparently Native Americans don't celebrate. But we do celebrate it, the whole turkey and all the trimmings and the blessings of God that we live in this great nation. And it is one nation under all at the end of the day. And everyone has equal opportunity at the reality level, as opposed to what the progressives would peddle. Everyone has equal opportunity, which explains how a nobody like Barack Obama, a zero who did nothing in his life, could become president. If that doesn't prove that we all have equal opportunity, I'd like to know what does.
Dr. Savage, an honor to speak with you. Thank you for allowing me to fill in, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and the Savage family.
Keep up the great work, and God bless America.
All right, folks, there he is, the one and only Dr. Michael Savage, right here on The Savage Nation. We're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. You know, I did want to play that yesterday, and the thing I want you to remember about this is this happened on CNN. This was an anti-Trump supporter. Charles Kaiser was on CNN. He was on with Brooke Baldwin, and he is going after Donald Trump. He's making false allegations against Steve Bannon, who's one of the advisors to President-elect Trump. Let's listen to how it came out on CNN.
If you don't want to support the alt-right, don't choose as a White House counselor a man who uses the word whose wife says that he did not want his daughters to go to a school with too many Jews. And don't choose as an attorney general a man who calls the NAACP an un-American organization, and who we learned in The Guardian today went so far as to prosecute
Charles,
two of the
just
people.
Hang on a second. I appreciate you going through all of this, but please don't use the N-word.
Anti-Trump supporter drops it on CNN. The N-word. This is Brooke Baldwin. Now, I want you to listen. CNN anchor almost breaking down, having a meltdown. This is CNN that carried it. Anti-Trump supporter throwing that out against Bannon, also dropping the N-word. Here's how she ended the segment.
We're done. I appreciate both your voices.
Thank you.
I am still, the more I've sat here and listened to the fact that somebody used the N-word on the show, it is not okay. It is not okay, Charles Kaiser. I respect you. I enjoy having you on as a guest, but not okay. By the way, the claim that Mr. Bannon used the N-word, I've never heard of this. So there's that. Take a break.
Isn't it amazing that even after that, she said she still respected him and still enjoyed having him on the program? We're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. In case you're just joining us, you missed the doctor himself. Called in to wish all the listeners a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. As always, you can visit the website and leave him a message at the comments section at the bottom of the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Let's go out to your phone calls. Line 4, Adam is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Instead, let's go to Marty on line 6 on WMAL. Hello, Marty. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, John. You're keeping the spirit of the Michael Savage Show. You're doing great. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Marty.
I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the education thing again. I'm not real familiar with Betsy DeVos. I understand charter school is something that she's pro with. But I hope that she goes in with a spirit also of understanding, and I believe that Democrat Party and ACLU have absolutely hijacked the educational process in America. They're no longer really concerned with the academics as much as they are with training a culture of children to become somewhat of their minions to keep them in office and support them in their politics. Do you not agree with that, John?
I totally agree with Marty. In the same way, you know, she's known as a reformer. She's big on charter schools. But, Marty, at the very least, there should be school choice. There should be school vouchers. And you're going easy on the public schools and the teachers union, Marty. A lot of them have become, it's full-time daycare is what it is. And where they're so ruthless is especially in some of the inner cities, parts of New York City, where you have people donating large sums of money to try to have charter schools to help those kids, and the teachers union fight it every step of the way. Marty, thank you. Again, the website is michaelsavage.com. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. What a rare treat to speak to the doctor just a short time ago. Wishing all listeners of the Savage Nation a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. We'll take your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Again, if you'd like to call into the program, dial 1-855-400-7282. The website is always there, michaelsavage.com. Especially check out the new comment section. It's right at the bottom of the website. Be sure to check it out. It's michaelsavage.com. You can also sign up for the free Savage newsletter. And also, boom, the instant hit for a holiday gift. Dr. Savage's best-selling New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. Really more important now, more than ever, as a blueprint to restore the country after President Obama leaves office. Scorched Earth. You know, I'm hearing more and more people that are saying and received an email saying people that are just, they're buying them for everyone in their family. They're buying one for everyone in their office. Scorched Earth. You know, it's actually even a good book. Maybe that you unfortunately work with someone related to someone, Hillary supporter, and you yourself of how to get used to how they're going to have to restore the country after President Obama. Scorched Earth. New York Times bestseller, What Trump Must Do, His Plans for America, by Dr. Michael Savage. But check out the website. You'll see some of the other headlines. Trump picks Governor Nikki Haley to be the U.S. ambassador. We're also learning that Dr. Ben Carson has been accepted. He will, in fact, take the role of HUD secretary. And people are raving about Betsy DeVos, who is an education reformer, who is a charter school reformer. And Betsy DeVos has been now chosen to be the head of the Department of Education. So for all the allegations against President-elect Trump, think of this. You have Nikki Haley, UN, Betsy DeVos, Department of Education, and Dr. Ben Carson for HUD. Two women and a man, and an African-American man at that, and still, obviously, many more to come. I understand some people are upset. And when we spoke to Dr. Savage, even touched on, he could see it both ways. People upset that President-elect Trump announced this week he's not going to go after Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was enjoyable to be at the rallies as they were yelling, lock her up, put her in jail. It was. But he has to focus on priorities. I can see it both ways. We'll play Rudy Giuliani spoke up and said that, you know, he's got to make a choice. And he's going to choose to focus on, you can only focus on so many things. I like the idea, leave it up to Congress. Let them go after her. Let the new Attorney General go after Hillary. Because we know it's there. I mean, everyone knows that there's something there. There's definitely something with the Clinton Foundation. It's just a matter of, you know, the president-elect, the president of the United States, doesn't need to be dealing with it. Doesn't need to be dealing with it. There's other things to focus on. You know, the other side, no one calls out the other side. You have an anti-Trump person goes on CNN, drops the N-word. And then you have Tim Ryan, who was on CNN. threatening violence if President-elect Trump tries to defund Planned Parenthood.
Let me say, if he tries to defund Planned Parenthood, if he tries to kick people off their health insurance, if they try to privatize Medicare or cut taxes for the wealthy, you know, we're going to have a Youngstown street fight in the Capitol. That's what's going to happen. If he has other opportunities where we can grow the economy, where we can invest in the working class people, knowing that a third of working class people are people of color, so this is our broad coalition, then we will look for places to work with him. But as I'm reading about his infrastructure bill in the last couple of days, it looks like a bunch of smoke and mirrors and some corporate giveaways. And if that's what it looks like, then he's going to have a fight on his hands.
Well, more than a fight, apparently a Youngstown street fight. Can you imagine? Now, he's the Democrat congressman who's challenging Nancy Pelosi. Can you imagine the hypocrisy if a Republican said that, that there was going to be violence in the streets and how they'd be challenged? I mean, how you were being lectured that when Hillary wins the election, and even Trump, President-elect Trump was being lectured at one of the debates. You know, are you going to accept the outcome of this election? Are you going to signal to your supporters to accept this election? Boy, you don't hear a lot of that now. Now, I mentioned a story in the Boston Globe that as much as tomorrow's a holiday for most Americans, in the Boston Globe story, they say Native Americans, it's not a holiday at all. It's a day of mourning. They can't get over the fact of how they feel they were treated. Now, calling in right now, from what I understand, she's a Native American, is Sherry on line four listening on WFNC. Sherry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. Wanted to let you know that I'm a Native American. I love Thanksgiving. I love this country. It's afforded me the opportunity to own my own business and have a great life. And I just hate this victim mentality and the way many people today are seeing everything through the prism of race. It's disgusting. And that's one reason that I voted for Mr. Trump. And I'm ready for him to make this great country even greater.
Now, Sherry, tell us about your tribal ancestry, your Native American relatives.
Yes, I'm a Lumbee Indian. We're from Robeson County, southeastern North Carolina. And we don't live on a reservation. We haven't been so dependent upon the government as many other tribes. And it gives us a sense of self-worth to get out there and make our own way. Anybody can make his or her own way in this country. Plenty of opportunities here if people are willing to work.
Now, you sound like a true Native American, unlike Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is, in fact, a fake Indian, fake Native American. Would you agree with that, Sherry?
Oh, see, and here's what gets me, John. Many of my people get all upset about somebody wearing a Native American costume at Halloween, but then they sit and be lectured by this Indian impersonator, Elizabeth Warren. I just don't get it.
Do you realize she gets over $400,000 a year to teach one class at Harvard Law because she misrepresented herself and pretends that she's Native American?
Right, and the liberals don't even get upset at that she exploited my culture for her own gain.
Hey, Sherry, if you're watching the NFL and the Redskins are on, do you flip the channel or will you sit and enjoy the football game?
Look, we are so underrepresented in the culture. Anything that even looks like an Indian is fine with us. Love the Redskins, love the tomahawk chop, anything, just to let people know that we are still here. I don't think it's exploitation at all.
What about, like, Senator Warren would not watch the World Series because it was the Cleveland Indians? You don't agree with her and feel that way?
Not at all. That's her law.
Sherry, thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I was also going to mention the Atlanta Braves. But if you're also Native American, for many Native Americans, Thanksgiving is a day of mourning. Boy, it is absolutely a nation of victims here. And is it any wonder, then, that you have all these college kids that are unable to cope? How about the stories on the campuses? Kids chilled since the election, unable to leave the dorm room. feeling anxiety at seeing a Trump bumper sticker. Reports of people, colleges, don't want to offend people by flying the American flag. Completely wrong. Let's go to line two. Mike is listening on KSFO. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Good, happy Thanksgiving greetings to you and your.
Thank you.
One of Dr. Savage's many talents is finding guest hosts with great intelligence and common sense, and we all appreciate it. With that said, I heard the doctor call in. I would like to respectfully disagree with his opinion of Trump making the right move on this preemptive let go of Hillary, based on the fact that it's going to be a huge fight. They're going to come after him with every from every avenue that's possible, with vitriol. We saw it all during the campaign. That's one reason. Number two is we're all basing our thoughts on what the New York Times reported him as saying, and we all know how honest the New York Times is. And plus, Donald had said all through the entire campaign about not telling the enemy what your plans are. I personally believe he's holding this close to his chest. He's going to let the Attorney General do his job, and that the American people might be gratified with the outcome.
Do you agree, Mike, and can you see the strategy that if he kept it on the table, that's all they would focus on? That's all they would focus on, and they're not going to, you know, he's having a tough enough time trying to get his message out and trying to get people on board with his agenda. Can you respect the fact that if President-elect Trump said he was, in fact, going to go after Hillary Clinton, how then the media, that's all they would focus on?
Well, I understand it, but the part that I think people are missing are the fact that he said he's not going to go after him. It's not his job.
Right.
That is the job of the Attorney General.
Yes.
He is merely the head of the administration. We'd all be having crap cakes if Obama had stepped in and tried to make, you know, say that that he was going to pardon her or that he wanted to stop the investigation. So I think Trump is right on that respect.
Yes. Mike, thank you for the call. Folks, your chance to call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. The website, of course, is michaelsavage.com. Now, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You know, there's talk that the Clinton team was trying to contest the election, and now I'm seeing that apparently the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, is going to file for a recount in three states. Former Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein intends to file for a recount in three states. She plans to request a recount in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They had a statement after a divisive, painful presidential race. They claim there were hacks into voter party databases and individual email accounts, causing Americans to wonder if the election results are reliable. The only people wondering this were the Clinton people. So the Clinton people, instead of them going after it, now you have the Green Party. They need to raise over $2 million by this Friday to ensure a recount. Wisconsin's deadline for filing is Friday afternoon. They have a donation counter, which right now they have $43,000. President-elect Donald Trump named the winner, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Associated Press show Stein received 1.1% of the vote in Michigan, Wisconsin, 0.8% of the vote in Pennsylvania. Now, a group of election lawyers and researchers are urging the Clinton campaign to ask for a recount in the same three states. They claim they found evidence voting machines had been tampered with. Folks, this is all these people that refuse to accept the election and contacting the Department of Justice still screaming they want a recount, another election. Let's go out to your phone calls. Line 7, Barbara is listening on WJR. Barbara, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Barbara. Happy Thanksgiving. Go right ahead.
You too. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous that I got a toothache. I've been looking at this situation. If you look at Donald Trump, he came to New York and he did a lot of good, you know, gave jobs and everything. And I know he gets mad at people sometimes because these people are biting the hands that feed them, like the news press.
Yep.
I don't know, but I think maybe, just maybe, I'm not, like, that old enough to know, but maybe Hillary has really bad health issues, and it's worse than he thought. So by not putting any, you know, getting her in trouble in the court, maybe he just wants her to, you know, live out her life and enjoy her grandchildren. I think
yes.
He's a lot, a lot wrong with her. And she's an older woman, and maybe she just needs to spend time. Yeah, we take her to court, and everyone's justice. But if Donald knows the real truth, why he's not going to pursue this, he has power, because he wants her to be with her family.
Now, Barbara, you say you're not that old. How exactly, do you mind if I ask, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 20-something.
20-something. And you feel, then, that he's being a gentleman by deciding not to go after her. He said she suffered a lot. And you're right, he could have caught word that she's actually very sick and doesn't want to, you know, be the blame for then her almost, like, demise because of this.
You know, it's sad, because she did fight a lot. And we see on TV, her health's not very good. She's shaking, she's falling, she's coughing and sneezing. And she's really trying to get somewhere, but, you know, Donald ain't going to just throw her out in the street. It's like, you know, that's what I think it is. I think maybe something's
right.
Really, really wrong with her.
He's showing some, thank you for the call, Barbara, showing some compassion. If you saw the speech that she gave, that only speech that she really gave, she had agreed to do it. It was an education speech, I believe, or for some foundation. She looked like someone who, well, you know, that was tough. That was tough. I know, you know, I think the thing to take away from this whole thing is, though, President-elect Trump said that he would not be the one to go after her. And I know some people are criticizing, but you got to pick your priorities. And what are the priorities? Does he want to get wrapped up with trying to go after her and have the media focus on that? Or does he want to focus on jobs, on rebuilding the military, keeping our strength overseas, and also on immigration, and also on his cabinet? We'll come back and take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in, and you're listening to the Savage Nation. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to call into the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. The website, michaelsavage.com. Check out the new comments section at the bottom of the website. Log on, make your comments heard. Again, it's michaelsavage.com. You can also sign up for the free Savage newsletter. And, of course, for your holiday shopping, pick up Scorched Earth, New York Times best-selling book. It's available right there at the website, which is michaelsavage.com. Let's go to line 5. Doug is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Doug, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Very well. Go right ahead, Doug.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same.
Yeah, I'd like to just thank all of those men and women out there in uniform, both abroad and those in uniform that protect us here stateside. And I'm very thankful that they do the job that they do. It's unfortunate that we lost another officer this week. My question for you is, I'm a little nervous, sorry.
That's all right. No, you're doing fine, Doug. And especially, go ahead, because this is something that when people sit down tomorrow, think how tragic is the number of officers that have lost their lives just being in the line of duty.
Yeah, I have a question and I have a comment. What do you think President-elect Trump will do differently? He was a law and order. He spoke about law and order, you know, to restore law and order in this country. What is he going to do differently, or what will he do to, you know, have an impact on how we change things going forward after his administration starts, as far as, you know, decreasing the amount of tragedies that we're having across our nation with police officers getting killed. What do you think he'll do?
You know, that is a great question, Doug. And one of the things I think he'll do is he won't inflame the situation the way that President Obama has. I mean, from the very beginning, you go back to the summer 2009 when he talked about those police in Cambridge and said they acted stupidly and seemingly always, President Obama always seems to sympathize with the perpetrators or those that are involved with these police shootings. You can't have riots. You can't have going after police. You can't have Black Lives Matter claiming that officers... I mean, this notion that police get up in the morning and knowingly want to go out and gun down and shoot young African-American men, it's absurd. It's a myth. It's a lie. And you can't have the President of the United States inflaming that. And the lies that came out of Ferguson, the whole hands up, don't shoot, which is what led to Black Lives Matter forming... I think it'll, you know, the police are going to feel better knowing that the President of the United States is on their side. And there's going to be a grown-up that's going to react to this type of thing. Don't you think, Doug? I can tell in your voice that, you know, think how outrageous the past 2 years have been, that every time there's a high-profile police shooting, it doesn't matter if the perpetrator has a gun, they aim it at the police. This White House always seems to sympathize with the criminal. Don't you find that, Doug?
I agree wholeheartedly. And you know, hopefully there's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of liberals listening to this program tonight, because they need to hear what the truth is. The fact of the matter is they don't like to hear the truth. That is why they're protesting right now. That is why they don't want the wall to be built. I mean, President-elect Trump wants the wall built because we want to keep the drugs out. We have a heroin epidemic in this country, sir. We have young people dying every single day, okay? If I'm President-elect Trump, I seek out to destroy every single poppy plant on the face of this earth, okay? And do whatever means necessary to do that. Some people don't realize the epidemic of heroin overdoses that we have in this country. Some people do, but then others are just kind of, they just kind of brush it off. And these college students, see, they want legalized drugs. They want to legalize everything. That's why they don't want the wall built, okay? They don't. All the drugs are pouring across Mexico. They cringe at the fact, you know, that President-elect Trump wants to do the things he wants to do to protect us, to ensure that they have a better future. And yet they call him names and they call for the death of President-elect Trump. And it's heartbreaking. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way I do. I'm looking forward to the administration. And, you know, God bless President Trump, and hopefully, you know, he keeps him safe. I mean, that's all I got to say.
That's a lot. No, that's a lot, Doug. Thank you for the call. You know, the drugs pouring over the border is something you never hear from the other side. And they never talk about that. And they want the open borders. But when I've done broadcasts regarding immigration, that's a huge part of the problem you never hear. And these sanctuary cities, the mayor is saying, that they're going to have sanctuary cities. They're ignoring the drugs that come in. I don't know about we can't start destroying every poppy plant all over the planet, but we can certainly secure the borders and cut down. And you're right about the heroin epidemic. But President-elect Trump talked about that. That was one of the first states when he won the New Hampshire primary. He talked about he couldn't believe the heroin problem that is taken hold. And it really is all over the country. And it is an epidemic. With the amount of people that are ODing on that. Let's go to line three. Orlean is listening on KSFO. Orlean, this is John DePietro, and you're up in the Savage Nation. Hello, Orlean.
Hello. You're doing a great job filling in for my...
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the new choice for the Secretary of Education.
Yes.
Ms. DeVos, lady.
Yes.
I hope she's going to do a good job. My biggest concern as a former teacher is this Common Core education that's going on. I've written two books against it, and I'm hoping that she will take a strong stand against it, but I'm also hoping she will actually help to get rid of the Department of Education. We do not need this big, huge federal bureaucracy. It takes up two whole blocks in Washington, D.C., 4,000 employees, and I think the best thing would be to take those 4,000 employees and put them on the border. They can help these border patrol officers. They would have so much more good being done there than what's happening inside the Department of Education.
Well, it's funny. Thank you for the call. She has already tweeted out that she tweeted out Betsy DeVos, who's the nominee to be education, tweeted out, many of you are asking about Common Core. To clarify, I'm not a supporter, period. And then she has her full stance. The whole situation with charter schools, school choice, vouchers, you watch. Things are going to dramatically change in the next year. And a key element of this, now you're not hearing people talk about this, but a key element of this is, keep in mind, President-elect Trump will have a nominee for the Supreme Court. Huge court case out of California, where the caller was and those listed in California. What did it have to do with? It had to do with forcing teachers in California to join the union. The Trump nominee, and eventually will be confirmed to the Supreme Court, that deadlocked in the Supreme Court this past spring. With a new nominee to the Supreme Court, they're going to have the votes to now enact that. You're going to watch the erosion of these ridiculously powerful teachers' unions. They're not there about education. They're there to make money, and it's a corrupt system. The public school system in the country needs to be changed. It is the amount of money that flows in that those unions grab, and they don't care about the kids, and they don't care about education. And so hopefully she'll also be part of that, and the two together, between school choice, school vouchers, charter schools, maybe we can start to do something about the education. Now, Bernie Sanders has spoken out. You know, it's amazing the things he could talk about. And what does Bernie Sanders talk about? Again, he feeds right into the whole notion that he's unhappy, he's uncomfortable with Steve Bannon, who's been selected to be President-elect Trump's advisor in the White House.
Look, at best, we would have hoped that he would be a center-right president, but at least his initial appointments are moving very, very far to the right. Mr. Bannon comes from the extreme right in American politics, and I'm not comfortable at all that a person with this politics, with these beliefs, is sitting right next to the president and is his advisor.
He helped win the election. He's not going anywhere. Steve Bannon, he's a brilliant guy. He could see. He could feed in. He's plugged in with how you feel. You don't get rid of someone like that. This is all made up. This is all made up. Saying he's anti-Semitic, he's a white supremacist, all made up lies. They are trying to turn anyone who's labeled a conservative, they're going to try to paint you as a white supremacist and anti-Semitic. It's all by design. Make no mistake about it. Now, Representative Elijah Cummings also spoke, and this is another thing you're going to hear them throw out. He was on CNN, and he has a complaint about business dealings of President-elect Trump.
One of the things that the American people, I think, as saying to us, is they want us to act on their behalf. They don't want to necessarily see elected officials benefiting financially and their families benefiting from their actions. They want to see government that is transparent, that is honest. And, you know, I think basically what Mr. Trump needs to do, President-elect Trump needs to do, is to do what he said he would do during the campaign. And, by the way, keep in mind, he almost at every other rally was talking about Hillary Clinton and talking about the elites taking advantage of government, enriching themselves. And I don't think he wants to be even viewed in that light.
Let's go to line four. Stan is listening on WJR. Stan, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Stan.
Yeah, how you doing, John? Doing a great job today, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Stan. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Go right ahead.
Yes, I want to make a comment on Romney as a cabinet pick. You know, Trump's campaign was drain the swamp, Americanism versus globalism, and I think Romney is a major establishment person and probably a globalist, more globalist than Americanism can pick. Same with Bolton, and that he's in that same category in my opinion. So, you know
what's interesting, Stan, is President-elect Trump, I mean, a good leader, a good business person, they're not afraid to hear everyone out. They're not afraid, you know, let's meet with him. He's obviously very knowledgeable. If things had broken a little bit differently, Romney could have won the election, you know, 4 years ago in 2012. So you If you had a choice, you'd prefer Bolton over Romney. Is that?
Oh no, I don't prefer either one of them.
You don't prefer either one.
No, I mean, you know, look at his other cabinet picks: Haley, Ben Carson, it's Betsy DeVos.
DeVos, yep.
Yes, they're all great picks. I mean, they're not establishment people. They're not globalist minded, in my opinion. I mean, Romney's got business interests, I'm sure, all over the international business interests. I mean, it could be a same situation like Clinton. I don't know if he's got any.
He actually. I mean, we're unaware of it. I mean, I think it would have come out in 2012. Thank you for the call, Stan. I'm confident that he's going to make, President-elect Trump will make the right pick. I mean, that part I'm confident about. Let's go to line 9. Al is listening on KLIF. Al, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Al.
How you doing, bud? How you doing?
Very well.
Thanksgiving. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, here's my opinion, and I don't know, it's just my opinion. Maybe Trump is, he's just saying that he's not going to prosecute. Because the libs are so stupid, then Obama's going to say, well, okay, we said we didn't do anything wrong anyway, so I won't partner. And then when he gets in, then he can prosecute.
Well, that's an interesting option. Or, Al, at the very least, he wouldn't be the one doing it. It would, in fact, be members of Congress or the Attorney General going after her.
Who?
It would be the Attorney General Sessions going after her. But you're saying, why not leave it open, say you're not going to go after her, and then instead, you know, President Obama can't make a move to try to pardon her like that.
Because he'll know, well, if Trump's not going to do anything, well, then I don't have to do anything.
Exactly. You know, that. Thank you for the call, Al. Interesting theory. I think he is making the right move on focusing on other things. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, wishing everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Let's go out to line 1. Alan is listening on WABC in New York. Alan, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello.
Okay. To add a little levity to the program today, Michael always talks about the Democrats being compassionate. Well, Donald Trump can show some compassion by beating Hillary, and he did. Because Hillary doesn't have to put up with the pressures of being president. Because that woman did not look like somebody who could be in charge.
Well, we're never going to know. But it's got to be definitely... thank you for the call, Alan. But what I do know is this holiday season, you can purchase Scorched Earth at Michael's.